A year ago, the Boise Philharmonic began an intensive search for a new music director. They've now finalized their decision. Lance McGinnis Brown goes behind the scenes on the long selection process.
It was like a year-long episode of Survivor. Seven conductors came to Boise, not just to interview for the open position of music director, but also to lead the Boise Philharmonic. It was an unusual process for the candidates. All seven finalists played with the musicians and also met donors and audience members. In the end, only one was left standing.
Well, after a long search, we selected Eric Garcia. The musicians picked him as the first choice.
That's Jeannie Smith, a co-chair of the search committee for the Boise Philharmonic. She shared those duties with Steve Trott, who described where they got the idea.
Well, Jeannie and I, 10 years ago, went to a seminar down in Los Angeles put on by the League of American Orchestras. And we were very privileged to sit with three experts in the field who can tell you how to do this and how not to do it.
Garcia leaves a teaching post at Oklahoma State University to join the Boise Phil. He reflected on what it means to hold the baton in a city like this.
It's very, very important to represent the people of the community, to represent the culture of the community, to sometimes be a taste maker for the community.
And being a taste maker is something that Trott hoped for as well.
Oh, absolutely. I expect him to do that. There's no question about it. Every community is a little bit different in terms of what it expects from an orchestra. And Eric is very tuned to trying to figure out not only what we want, but also to move us into different levels also, to take us in new directions and new dimensions. So we're not only going to feature the famous classics, you know, from 200 years ago, but he's going to bring to the table all kinds of new music also.
Garcia first got interested in music as a young child, but he wanted to be a rock and roll drummer. Then, thanks to public television, he was exposed to classical music.
I was watching all of these incredible conductors on television, on PBS at the time, and I thought, you know, that might be something that I would be interested in doing. It just seemed to be at the epicenter of everything.
Garcia follows in the footsteps of Robert Franz, who stood as music director for 8 years. For KBSX News, I'm Lance McGinnis Brown.